Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, August 31st, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We've prepared this message on an absolutely beautiful late summer morning here where we live in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We're looking at the main photo on our site today, which is actually taken by our friend Doris High, of at least two, and there may be another one coming along, Amish buggies that she took that are indicative of something that we enjoy in our ride to church, seeing Amish buggies.
On the way to church.
On the way to church early in the morning. It could be on the way home as well. Our message today is titled, Blessed is the Man. The scripture text is Psalm 84, verse 12.
O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
I received a phone call last night concerning Raymond McGallagher, a friend of ours. His daughter informed me that he is in the hospital with a severe health matter. Raymond is 92, so there are a number of factors to consider regarding the course of treatment. His daughter, Ethel, told me he has been telling the nursing staff, I'm ready to go home to be with Jesus. Well, that's an indication of this man's faith, isn't it? His trust in God. Today I plan to visit Raymond along with several others who are in the Lancaster General Hospital.
Raymond has been homebound for several years, and we visited him a few months ago when we took a group from our church to his home. His eyesight is dim, but his mind is sharp as a tack. He was sure pleased to have some friends stop by. We sang several hymns together and reminisced before we departed with a prayer. We asked Raymond what specific things he wanted prayer for. He looked up to us, and he said, "Pray that I will stay faithful to God to the end." We can all say amen to that request.
Raymond became a part of our country church when he married in 1937. His wife died about 12 years ago. In his younger years, he was an excellent carpenter and craftsman. In fact, I have a photo I found on the internet today from an auction site of a cherry corner cabinet he built, which was for sale. He also used his talents and skills to serve the Lord. The evidence is abound in our little country church.
In today's message, we'd like to consider the qualities that make a man blessed. There are 20 references in the scriptures that use the phrase, blessed is the man, found in both the Old and New Testaments. Perhaps the most familiar is from Psalm 1:1 that states, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
We often associate the Psalms with David, but Psalm 84 was written by, quote, the sons of Korah, who were the musicians in the temple at the time of David. It is referred to as the Pearl of Psalms and considered to be the most sweet of the Psalms of Peace.
Verse 1 begins, How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. And each verse continues as a powerful expression of faith in God. Many of us sing the well-known song, Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere, and that's based on this psalm.
Verse 1 begins, How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. Isn't that a wonderful phrase to consider? How wonderful is the dwelling place of God? And today we often consider that our church. Well, that's how the psalm begins, but our daily text is the concluding verse in the psalm. O Lord Almighty. Blessed is the man who trusts in you. Charles Spurgeon comments on this verse, and I quote, Here is the key of the psalm. The worship is that of faith, and the blessedness is peculiar to believers. No formal worshiper can enter into the secret. This secret, a man must know the Lord by the life of real faith, or he can have no true rejoicing in the Lord's worship, his house, his son, or his ways. Let us ask ourselves today, do we trust God implicitly for everything in life? If we do, the Lord bestows favor and honor on us, and no good thing does he withhold. In fact, that's from Psalm 84, verse 11.
Louisa Stead wrote in 1882, it was actually the same year as Stephen's grandfather's birth, I am so glad I've learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Of course, you're familiar with that hymn, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Are you trusting in the Lord today as you listen to our message?
And we asked just three questions regarding that more specifically. Are you trusting the Lord concerning your salvation? If you are, what a blessing. Are you trusting the Lord concerning His daily care and provisions for your life? If you are, what a blessing. And are you trusting Him concerning your eternal destiny? What a blessing. We consider how Raymond, perhaps close to his end on this side, we hope he lives a bit longer, of course, but the confidence in sharing with the nurses that I'm ready to go home and be with Christ. Indeed, O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
Let's pray together. Father, you are a sun and shield, a light for those who walk in darkness, and a shield to protect us from the enemy's arsenal. You will not withhold anything that will help us serve you better. The longer we walk this spiritual journey, we become more trusting because we've seen your mighty hand and outstretched arm leading us all along the way. You deliver us from our own peril and provide us with everything we need for this life and the next. We fully trust in you, O Lord Almighty.
Amen. May God indeed give us that heart for grace to trust Him more. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. You've been listening to the Monday, August 31st edition of Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web. We post these messages generally each weekday morning. In fact, we've been doing so since 1996, although early on it was merely a small email list. And our goal remains to encourage others with teachings from the Scripture. We also share photos on our site. I referenced a photo today our friend Doris High took of some Amish buggies. Also have a couple photos related to Raymond today, who I mentioned in the message. A photo of Raymond we took several months ago, as well as a photo of that beautiful corner cherry cabinet that he made that I actually found on the internet for sale. Well, we also have some photos today of Elizabethtown Country Fair. We are more so me than Brooksine, but I think I can say both of us enjoy fairs. The other night we went to a local fair, the Elizabethtown Fair. Saw a number of friends and enjoyed the sights, and we're reminded of just how blessed we are to live where we do. I want to say we also have some additional notes regarding the study today. If you're interested, they're on the website. As I mentioned, some fair pictures that I took the other night when we were at the fair. And then, of course, many appreciate this aspect to our ministry, but we also post links to music that we find to be a blessing. These are not our own songs or on our site, but are merely links. And for most of you, they should work, perhaps not all. Well, thank you for joining us. May God fill your hearts with trust today.